Morning Watch, training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, review week 2. Wednesday, message 9. The children of Israel not having a king, and everyone doing what was right in his own eyes. Related verses. Judges chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And all that generation as well were gathered to their fathers, and another generation, who did not know Jehovah or the work that he had done for Israel, rose up after them. And the children of Israel did what was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and served the Baals. Judges chapter 3, verse 7. And the children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and they forgot Jehovah their God, and served the Baals and the Asherahs. Judges chapter 8, verse 33. And as soon as Gideon died, the children of Israel turned again and went as harlots after the Baals, and they made Baal Berith their god. Judges chapter 21, verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Each man did what was right in his own eyes. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all lawlessness, and purify to himself a particular people, as his unique possession, zealous of good works. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might rescue us out of the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4. Nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. Unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in him. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. And to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort therefore first of all that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. Related reading. Man's forsaking of God began in Genesis chapter 3. God created man with a spirit so that man could contact him, receive him, and take him in as life. The tree of life in the garden signified God himself as the embodiment of life for us to contact and receive. God warned man not to partake of the other tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for eating of the fruit of that tree would issue in death. However, from the beginning of man's existence, Satan has been seducing man to take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is the embodiment of Satan himself. To take the tree of knowledge is actually to marry Satan and divorce God. The forsaking of God and joining to Satan is the strongest factor behind the chaos in human society. Due to man's forsaking of God and joining to Satan, the entire world, including every nation, society, and family, has become chaotic. Immediately after a man forsook God and joined himself to Satan, chaos came in. The first manifestation of this chaos was the first murder, which took place in Adam's family when Cain slew Abel. From that time onward, there has been chaos in every nation, society, and family. We have also had periods of chaos in the Lord's recovery. It seems that in the recovery, there are cycles of rebellion about every 10 years, involving struggles for power to fulfill ambitions. The recent rebellion among us had two roots: unforgiven offenses and unfulfilled ambitions. The intrinsic significance of all these rebellions is forsaking God to go along with Satan. Satan fell because of ambition. To go along with Satan is to enter into the ambition that was present in Satan when he fell. He wanted to ascend to the throne. He wanted to be like the Most High. Hence, to forsake God and join with Satan is to enter into the intrinsic ambition within this evil one. The result of rebellion has always been chaos, with the rebellious ones causing damage to themselves. The churches that joined the recent rebellion have become barren and have even decreased in number, while the remaining churches have increased. In family life, whenever a husband and a wife love the Lord and reject everything other than Him, their married life will be wonderful. But once a husband or wife begins to love something else in place of the Lord, their married life and family life become chaotic. This principle can be applied to the entire human race, to every nation, to every society, to every family, and to every individual. If we love the Lord and hate Satan, we will be blessed. However, we will only get into trouble whenever we change and begin to love something other than Christ. Psalm chapter 33, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah." Blessed is everyone, nation, society, group, and individual, whose Lord, head, king, and husband is Jehovah. The intrinsic significance of the books of Joshua and Judges is that these books show us the detailed points of how to possess Christ, keep Christ, and enjoy Christ. We have seen that according to the record in Judges, in the degradation, Israel became chaotic in government, in worship, and in morality. Such a people surely could not gain Christ and enjoy Him. But we thank the Lord that in the midst of the chaotic situation, there was a person, Boaz, who had the highest standard of morality. As we will see when we come to the book of Ruth, according to the typology, Boaz was one who enjoyed Christ very much.